Okay, so good evening, everybody. If you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please follow me on our sins prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
And if you know how to KOD, go ahead and do it now, please. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready?
Oh, you want to do that after the communion? You want to do it?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm
That's
thinking 6 in the
you're
morning.
thinking awake 6:33 in the morning. We're now on Wednesday night
Okay.
pattern.
Hey, it's still 6:33.
That's right. PM instead of AM. Hallelujah. That song was just so wonderful. We do give you all of ourselves, Lord God. We surrender all to you tonight in Jesus' name. And that anointing that you have here is so powerful, Lord. And we just praise you. We worship you. Lord, we just want to bask in your presence tonight. Just raise your hands to the Lord and just receive that beautiful, peaceful anointing. It's de-stressing us. It's bringing a peace that passes all understanding. It's calming our minds and our hearts. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We're casting our care onto you right now, Lord God. It's Wednesday hump day, so we're just going to get rid of any of the challenges we faced from the last week. We're just going to like taking a robe off. We take that cloak off and we put on the robe of righteousness right now instead. We thank you, Lord God, for this time where we could just fellowship with you, just receive from you, open the eyes of our understanding and flood it with light. So we have the comprehension and understanding from the teaching tonight that you want us to see, that we could run with it. Open our ears to hear that which the Holy Spirit wants each of us to hear directly from the Heavenly Father. I praise you, Lord, that as you're teaching us to rise above all challenges, that we truly can see ourselves as who God has made us to be, not who the world has told us that we should be, and not remembering who we used to be. But we endeavor to be more like you, Jesus. Help us. And help us to love ourselves more. Because you love us, and because you loved us, you chose us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to love others the way that you love us. In Jesus' name. Oh, just take a deep breath. That's a beautiful anointing, very sweet, sweet anointing tonight. Amen. We're going to go right to our teaching. Okay.
All right, praise the Lord. So this is our series, Rival Wall Challenges. It's pretty safe to say that since Satan is out there, we all have challenges we're facing right now. And we must rise above them. And, you know, the bottom line is the first thing in the Bible is we'll just take dominion. And we're going to use our authority to take dominion. We have to be in a position where we know and understand our authority to do this. Okay? So as we look at this, I want you to think about this in a way, just like when Gideon had to go from the lowest of low to mighty warrior. Any part of you that doesn't have yourself up that high, we need to work on and get rid of. You've got to see yourself as the mighty, valiant warrior for Christ, okay? Now, we're talking spiritual warfare here. We're not talking going out and doing anything else. It's spiritual warfare. But this is where we need to go with this, okay? So the question is, who do you say I am? Matthew 16, 13 to 20. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say I am? The Son of Man am? They said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But he said to them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now let's stop here for a second. Simon recognized him as the Christ. Jesus knew he was the Christ. Simon recognized him as the Christ. We're going to see ourselves as Christ-like, and the world is going to recognize that in us. So when we speak, they are going to see the dominion in our voices. Okay? Our authority will come out of our voice to do what we need to do, be it healings, be it financial breakthroughs, whatever it is. Okay? But until a person really sees themselves as that person, it's tough for the world to see them as that person. Okay? All right. 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed on heaven. So Jesus is here showing Peter the power and authority that he has on this earth. We have that same power and authority inside of us. Most of us are not using it properly. We must develop the talent to use this properly, to take our authority. Now, I always remember this. I say this a lot, but it's very important. Of all the old prophets, Daniel, Joseph, Elijah, John the Baptist was greater than them. We are greater than John the Baptist. So now you think of Daniel, who goes in the lion's den, no fear. Here, kitty, 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 okay? Think of the three Jewish boys that went in the fire. No fear. They didn't even smell like smoke when they came out. That's the kind of authority they carried, and they weren't spirit-filled. You are. You have the Spirit of God inside of you. There is nothing on this earth that lines up with God that you cannot do. Okay? As these challenging times get more and more challenging, and they will, we must develop our own character where we understand where we are in the kingdom of God. Now, those of you with us before, you saw the picture Annie drew where Jesus was above the world, and we were right behind Jesus, okay? We are above the world spiritually. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are in him, in that, on that throne.
On that throne.
That's right.
Exactly.
Good point.
Okay. But we're above the world spiritually. We're in the world, not of the world. But we're above the world spiritually. And if you look at that, it looks really, really small. And that's how problems are to God. They're really very small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one he was Jesus the Christ. Okay, and let's go on to the next part. Living in Jesus Christ means living with Jesus as Savior. Yes, we know Jesus is our Savior. You're born again into the family of God. You have the right to use the name of Jesus. You have your salvation package, but have limited access to it. You live under grace. So to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord, since heaven is our home. That's living in Jesus Christ. Now, let's go down. Living in Christ Jesus means living with Jesus as Lord. He's our Lord. He's not just our Savior. He's our Lord. You're living in his resurrection power as you overcome carnality by walking in the Spirit. Okay.
And the reason why that Jesus did not want his disciples to tell anyone that he was Jesus the Christ, our Savior, at that time was because he hadn't completed his job. He hadn't gone to the cross. He didn't complete his stealth mode, because if Pastor James had said in a teaching previously, if Satan had known what Jesus was going to do, he would have never killed him. See, he thought that when he killed Jesus, it would be done and over. He had no idea that that was the only means by which Jesus could go get the keys from Satan and take it back, what was given to Adam that Satan stole. Jesus had to take back those keys to the authority and dominion of the earth, under the earth and in the heavens, and resurrect so that we could be resurrected in Jesus. And so it wasn't time, it was too premature. But now that Jesus Christ is our Savior, what Pastor James is saying, we need to live now, not just with him as our Savior, but in addition as Lord, which means boss. He is the one that's supposed to be calling the shots and telling us what we need to do to be successful, and through the Holy Spirit. And that's a very important point, that a lot of times we're living our own life and then asking Jesus to bless what we want to do, instead of say, Jesus, what are you blessing today so I can get in on it and be successful? Amen.
Amen. Okay. So as we're living in his resurrection power, we can overcome anything by walking in the Spirit. Yeah, I don't say carnality, but I said it before. So you know, we overcome carnality, but any challenge in this world because of the Spirit. We have Christ's power inside of us. We have full access to salvation packs, our partner with God. Living in Christ also means living in him continuously at all times, okay? With this power, we realize, we develop this, nothing will be withheld from us that's of a godly manner, okay? Now, who do people say that you are? Galatians 4:7, therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. So here we're saying, the Bible says, you are a son. You've been set free from the slavery of sin. You are a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You are an heir of God through Christ. Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. Okay. We're with Christ. Challenges are going to come. But with our victories, we're all going to be glorified together. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, are you acting like who God made you to be? I want you to think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you need to improve to act like God made you to be? And then what steps do you need to do to improve in that area? Pastor Karen?
You know, it's hard to be around family who have seen all the mistakes that we've made. And sometimes those mistakes keep getting shoved back up in someone's face because they are recalling the past person. And so tonight I pray in the name of Jesus, I decree that our families and friends will see who God has made us to be today in Jesus' name, that they will no longer see the person who used to be, but the person who God has made you and I to be. And I thank you, Lord God, for setting us free from the thoughts of the past and not regurgitate those mistakes, those regrets, those bad mistakes, and that we release all of that and that we receive the sonship and daughtership of the co-heir with Christ Jesus, the joint heir, that we are part of the royal family. There is nothing that God cannot give us because it's all there, that we just have to feel worthy to receive that. And Pastor James, could you minister to them about what unworthiness symptoms are like to make sure that they don't have that, and what worthiness should be and why it's so important?
Well, unworthiness is one of the biggest challenges in the body of Christ. The devil's very good at pointing out the mistakes you made in the past. Okay. You know, baseball is an interesting game. If you're good 35% of the time, you make millions and millions and millions of dollars. If you're good 25% of the time at the bat, you don't make anywhere near as much. But all of them have failed 65 to 75% of the time. Okay. If they walk up to the bat and keep thinking about their failures, they're never going to get another hit. If they think, oh, I struck out three times in a row. No, that is, okay, this is my turn. This is my time. I'm due to get a hit this day. And that's the attitude they take going forward. Okay. They can't think about the mistakes, the drop ball. It's gone. It's done. Get back on. They're professional baseball players. They've worked hard to develop their skill. They must always play at that level. Now, the challenge here is Satan's always saying, well, remember when you did this? Remember when you did, you're not worthy to receive this. Well, the truth is Jesus forgave you at the cross. You are worthy to be that mighty man of valor, that mighty warrior for God. Why? Because Jesus is in you. You are transformed the minute you're reborn. All that's in the past. And even though you made mistakes still after you've been saved, it doesn't matter. Because every time you confess your sins, it's gone. It's in the past. And we must leave it there. It's done. Go forward. Press on towards your mark. And you keep that winning attitude. You're worthy to receive everything that Jesus did for you. Why? Because he did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the devil tell you you're not worthy for this, or you're not good enough for that, or whatever. It doesn't matter what the devil says. He's a liar. Only matters what God says right there. You're a son and an heir.
And daughter.
Okay. You're a child and an heir. Okay. Okay. That we may be glorified together. That's together with Christ. Okay? So put your head up high, walk as though you've never made a mistake, and take dominion over anything you want, because you stand there in the authority given to you in Christ Jesus.
Amen. That means no shame.
No shame.
No embarrassment.
No embarrassment.
And the devil's going to lie to you and make you think that you are still embarrassed, even though there might have been an embarrassing situation. You know, people forget about those things, but the devil keeps trying to shove it in people's faces. You know, put that under your feet, because you are sitting in high places with Christ Jesus on that throne. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about who you are. And if you see some flashbacks of a past person and past mistake, you're going to need to put that under your feet. And if you find that you have a hard time looking at yourself in the mirror, if you have a hard time looking at people straight in the eyes, especially when you go see relatives, that is in the past, because Jesus set you free from that. And you are an amazing adult child of God. You hold your head up high, like Pastor James said, because you are now a part of the family of God. And you are a royal priesthood. You are part of a peculiar people. And God has made you an ambassador of heaven. And no one can do on this earth what he has called you to do. He has chosen you for such a time as this. And we are going to rise above all challenges so that we can make God proud of us. And we can do what he is wanting us to do for him. And if you're not sure what that is, it will be revealed. So in the name of Jesus, I ask the Holy Spirit to make known to each one of you what his calling, his high calling is for you. Because you're special to him. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving that godly perspective to each and every person of who you truly are in Christ Jesus right now, seeing yourself as a joint heir, no longer a slave, but an adult child and heir of God through Christ. And I thank you, Lord, right now that our prayers are that every person will now start acting like who God made you to be. Not with arrogance or pride, but with a humility and an authority, taking dominion and taking back what the enemy stole from you, so that you could use it to be a blessing to so many other people, just as God has blessed you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, so let's end in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank that everybody here now sees themselves as God sees them, and they act accordingly, and take their authority and dominion over every challenge that's coming against them. And they push the demon, devils, evil spirits behind that challenge back. It says we resist the devil, he will flee from us. They start fleeing from every one of us. Why? Because we are overcomers. We are overcomers. And there is nothing the devil can do to us, because we are in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And everyone that agrees also says amen. Okay. Who received some kind of blessing out of tonight's teaching? You can raise your hand if you'd like to share something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Michael and Gwen.
Mm-hmm. Michael and Gwen, you should be able to unmute yourself.
I just found what you spoke on to be very comforting and encouraging.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you were comforted and encouraged, and I pray that other people are too, in Jesus' name. Thanks for sharing. Denise?
Okay. It was really a blessing to me because I'm going through a period where I am learning how to forgive myself for my past mistakes. And it was really on point tonight that we talked about not seeing yourself, how has other people see you and how other people have seen you in the past. So that really hit, I wouldn't say a nerve, it really was comforting to me to know that, yes, I'm not my past, because as you were saying the prayer, I kept saying, I'm not my past, I'm better than that, I am forgiven, and God has forgiven me for my past. So it was really comforting to me tonight to know that, yes, I'm not my past, I'm better than my past, and I'm not what other people see me as.
Amen. And that was said very eloquently.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where is your past?
It's past. Under me.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
it's under your feet.
Look,
under my feet.
Everybody except Jesus has blown it. Okay. Look at Peter. He denied Christ three times. Yet mm-hmm. He's the one that was going to build the rock. He'd be the rock to build the church upon.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sit there, oh my goodness, I denied Christ three times. No, he just went past it, forgave what went on. Look at Paul. I've done nothing wrong. Okay? We've done nothing wrong. We've been forgiven and pardoned 100%. And anything the devil tries to put on, that's that chain he tries to put on. Remember the morning we sing that song, Break Every Chain? He puts that chain to try to pull you back down. But you know what? Break that chain. It doesn't belong there.
Amen.
Leave it with him.
Okay. The past is behind, and we can't move forward looking in the rearview mirror. Amen. Thanks for sharing, Denise.
Thank you. Susan?
Thank you. I appreciated the exhortation and encouragement. To change your perspective about how you have seen yourself and how powerful that is and how important that is. And it's something that I've been thinking about and working on for a while, and how necessary it is now that we are where we are in the time frame that we're living in. But it's what he wants us to be. It's the enemy that wants us to keep looking in the rear view mirror. I mean, you cannot move, and this is something that's just really resonated with me. You cannot move forward if you keep looking backwards. There's no way, because you're looking back. It's not looking ahead. And you can't reach ahead if you're looking behind you. It's not possible. And just how that's such a real ploy of the enemy to keep you where you are from becoming who the Lord created you and wants you to be and see yourself as and move forward into what it is that he has for you. To Amen. Keep that in front of your eyes at all times and keep looking forward. And not fall into those snares of feeling unworthy, because the enemy is going to throw whatever he can in your face to try and change your perspective and your perception of yourself, you know, from what God wants you to see and who he wants you to see yourself as, who he made you to be. And so thank you very much.
You know, if a football player catches a pass and heads toward the end zone, he's told, don't look back. Mm-hmm. Focus on the end zone. Because you know what? One, looking back slows you down.
Mm.
Number two, doesn't matter who's behind you. If they catch him, they catch him. But the bottom line is, the faster he hits the fourth thing, don't look back. Track stars are told the same thing. Don't look back. Focus on the goal. That's all you need to do. Just go straight toward the goal. And that goes with what you're saying there. We don't need to look back. It's behind us. Pick your goal. Go toward it. What's behind you is behind you.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. That was great, Susan.
Sharon?
Well, it seems that I agree with Gwen and Susan and probably all of you guys. I just get so encouraged and so excited to hear and to know that all Jesus is, so are we.
Right.
It's just so awesome to hear that. And so I just say, keep encouraging each other and ourselves. You never know when somebody needs this word as of who they are and how wonderful they are and how worthy they are. I just feel like a new woman every time I hear these scriptures. So thank you all.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you very much.
We agree in Jesus' name.
Hey, Maria.
Maria, do you want to share?
Oh, I didn't have my speaker on?
No.
You do now.
Oh, I've been talking to myself. Okay, let me start over.
Sounded really good, too.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I needed a laugh today. Thank you. What I started to say is that there's nothing like the corporate anointing because, you know, being where I'm at right now at the hospital, I know what to do, you know, the negative thoughts, oh, this could happen, that could happen, you know, cast them out, and, you know, and I've been dealing all day with casting out the spirit of fear, which I've been doing, established the kingdom, everything that I know to do. But, you know, when you guys prayed, and I just felt the anointing. I felt calmer. I felt the peace of God finally. It's like, oh, thank you. So that corporate anointing, wow, that's just amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Well, we're so glad that you received and that you could make it tonight. And even though you're at the hospital, you made the effort to attend anyway. So God bless you. And we just continue to believe that your son comes out of that surgery with a great praise report in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, I needed that uplifting too. I mean, it was like, oh, wild days. I can't miss today. I need it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. And that's a great attitude because a lot of times people would say, oh, you know, I'm not going to bother with church. But Maria really got blessed and uplifted at the very time she needs it.
Right.
So you gave yourself that spiritual injection, Maria, by attending. That's great.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. That was nice. Okay, Annie.
It was very encouraging. It reminded me of a song I used to sing by Israel Houghton when I was getting over self-condemnation, self-punishment, all that, beating myself up. I forget the name of the song, but it goes like this. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
Oh, that's a good song. Good. Send that to
very
us.
Very good song.
Look that
up. Nick Hurley. Moving Forward by Israel Houghton. Yep.
It's oh, so thanks, good. Nick.
On target, Nick. All right.
Okay, great. In fact, Nick's going to be doing communion instead of Carol tonight. Carol had a challenge, so she couldn't make it. And Denise is going to, so Nick, you want to do the body and Denise do the blood? And let's do USP before we do that in KOG.
Okay. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
For those who know how to KOG, go ahead and do it, please, quietly. Okay, go ahead and start, please.
All right. And the word says, on the night that Jesus betrayed, he took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father God, thank you for this amazing opportunity, as always, to be able to partake of your body and the promises and the powers and the healing that comes from partaking, Lord. Thank you that we have the opportunity to do this together. And right now, Lord, we thank you and we honor you by partaking of your body. Everyone go ahead and take of the body.
I agree
to receive in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as it says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper and saying, "This is the cup of my blood. This is the cup of my new covenant in my blood. Do this in this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, thank you for your blood you shed for us so that we are made clean. We thank you for this bread. We also thank you for this bread and drink this cup so that that we proclaim the Lord Jesus' death for us, for us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I agree and receive in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thanks, guys. You both did a great job.
Wow.
And we're going to do 20 of our affirmations now, Pastor James.
All right, we're ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay, so who'd like to do communion for next week?
Okay. How about Shannon and Deborah? Would you two do communion, please?
Would that be okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Shannon, yes.
Yeah.
Deborah. Okay, great. Yes. Wonderful. Okay, and Donna Guntel, did you have your hand raised?
Yeah, I was going to offer communion, but that's okay. I could do it another time. Just call on me when you need me.
Oh, okay. Do you want her to do it the week after then?
We'll set you up the week after, Donna.
Okay.
Thanks for offering.
And who would like to join Donna for the week after? So that would be, let me look at the date. That would be, okay, so Shannon and Deborah would be the 15th and Donna Guntel the 22nd.
I'll go ahead and join her.
Maria, great. Okay. Maria, Donna with the body and Maria the blood on the 22nd. Wonderful. Okay. Sounds good. All right. If anyone needs after service prayer, Susan and Sharon Crane will be staying afterwards. They're great prayer warriors for anyone that needs private prayer. And Pastor James is going to close in prayer.
The Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We just thank you right now for this ministry going out, Lord, and that everybody sees themselves as you see us. And we act accordingly. We stand in the confidence and boldness of Christ Jesus in everything that comes against us. We stand there firm because we know that we have victory in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside in the world. We have victory in Jesus' name.
Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you cause each of us this week to rise above our current challenges quickly, immediately, efficiently in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.